Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America, online, thisweekinamerica.us. Curiosity Stream, the award-winning and on-demand destination from Discovery Channel founder John Hendricks, answers the age-old question, what's for dinner? With its new five-part original docuseries, The History of Food, viewers are taken around the globe to discover the fascinating science, history, culture, and lore behind our most beloved foods. The original 4K series serves up a fascinating, often surprising tour, the indelible link between us and what's on our plate. To discuss the series, Emmy-nominated TV chef Nathan Lyon, well-known by fans of TV cooking shows across the country for his simple, innovative cuisine featuring fresh, seasonal ingredients, chef and co-host of Growing a Greener World on PBS, host of Good Food America with Nathan Lyon, the creator and host of A Lion in the Kitchen on Discovery Health and Fit TV, among the final four on the second season of the Next Food Network Star. You've seen Nathan as a guest chef expert on TLC's Homemade Simple and Real Simple Life. He's worked with many restaurants both in and out of the kitchen, also with local growers and California farm markets for over a decade. His cookbook, Great Food Starts Fresh, made the Washington Post esteemed top cookbook list, and along with his brother Craig, written and illustrated a children's adventure book, Sam the Clam. Emmy nomination for Outstanding Culinary Host in 2013, and Nathan Lyon with us on This Week in America. Nathan, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Rick, good morning. Thank you so much for having me, and happy belated Thanksgiving.
And thank you. Same to you. We'll get into your diet for Thanksgiving maybe later on, and what we could do with everybody coming over to the house over the course of the next few weeks here. But we're talking about the history of food. The series is fascinating because you've got such a diverse group of experts. We really get a variety of perspectives on humans and the food we eat, don't we?
We do. The history of food assembles chefs and scientists, historians, other experts to explore how food made us who we are. It talks about our current relationship with food that we eat and what the future of food will be. It's absolutely fascinating. I've binge watched the whole thing with my girlfriend after we got home from Thanksgiving.
You know, it's interesting because we watch as people who enjoy food and interested in how we got where we are with the food we eat. You're a professional food person. Did you learn new things as you were watching this?
You know, I certainly did, because when you look at the overarching idea of food and the history of food, it really wasn't that long ago that we first started cooking with fire, because when we were hunter-gatherers, we spent up to 95% of our time hunting and gathering for food. But then along came the agricultural revolution, and then, of course, preservation, like fermentation of wine and beer and cheese and bread, all the things that I hope you enjoyed on your Thanksgiving table.
Exactly.
Then the industry of food came along, and we talked about processed foods, which is kind of where we are today, and then the future of food. I think this program, The History of Food, this five-part docuseries, really does a great job exploring these ideas and tackling this subject beautifully. If you're like me and you like the beautiful food photographs and food photos, they're in this program. If you like the cultural significance of food or the science behind food, it's all there. It's just really so well done, a comprehensive look at our relationship with food, and I cannot stress checking it out enough. It's just wonderful.
And you have all of the five episodes. You get all the information at curiositystream.com with us, Emmy-nominated TV chef Nathan Lyon, to talk about that particular series. It's interesting when you talk about preservation, something you really don't think about it. What, from the very moment of kill or harvest, the food begins to break down, how they dealt with it back in the day. And I'm sure that's something you continue to deal with today as a chef.
Well, we see it all around us. If you have beer or if you have wine, those are ways of doing that. Cheese, of course, is the everlasting glass of milk, as we like to say. If you like sourdough bread is a way of preserving, and it lasts a lot longer than processed bread. You can freeze it. I make sourdough bread at home, and what I do is I bake it off, cool it, slice it, and then freeze it. So I have plenty of sourdough bread available for the holiday season. You just bring it out, put it in the toaster, and it is as good as new. Some of the things that people can do.
Yes, and it's so interesting. You learn things as you're watching the series. It brings out further questions that they answer later on in the episodes. The five episodes, You are, as I mentioned in the beginning, you've worked in and out of the kitchen for a decade. You've worked with growers in California farmers markets. You have been a sustainable seafood ambassador. In talking about the future of food, what's the impact of climate change on food? How we eat and what we're going to be eating?
Well, like a really good book, Rick, I don't want to ruin the ending of this series. I don't want your listeners to be upset that I gave it away.
Okay.
But there are a few things I can talk about, which is the farmers that I work with in Southern California, they are already seeing the effects of it getting warmer. A couple degrees every year does make a difference. And if it doesn't get cold enough, what's called chill hours, you don't get good quality peaches or nectarines or cherries. And if you already have these orchards that are grandfathered in to different areas of the country, and it gets too warm, it doesn't get cold enough, we're going to have to move north and north and north and further north. Wine is affected. If you like oysters, that's affected. It really is a worldwide concern with anyone that eats food and loves food, and I hope all of your listeners do. And I think that sort of sitting back and binge-watching after binge-eating holiday meals, the history of food really brings things into really clear, crisp view. And, I think climate change is one of those things we have to be concerned about. In fact, one of the things I learned about was what's called the Doomsday or Seed Vault. It's about 500 feet drilled into the side of a mountain in northern Europe, and it holds over, I think, 1 million seeds. So that just in case something does go wrong, we're able to pull those seeds back out and replant them in different parts of the world that we're not currently using right now. It's just so fascinating.
Yeah, the series is not only interesting and fascinating, it is a very important series. We're talking about the original five-part docuseries, The History of Food, on CuriosityStream, the award-winning and on-demand destination. You'll get all the information at CuriosityStream.com. With us on the program, Emmy-nominated TV chef and best-selling author Nathan Lyon. Nathan, thank you so much for being with us on the program. Enjoy the holidays.
Rick, same to you and yours. Happy holidays and have a great 2019.
Thank you. You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.